Hello.
Hi, my name's Debbie, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested the call back?
This is Rachel Chisholm. I had already filed for unemployment, but I didn't talk to like three or four people about this card, and they keep giving me the same number, but the number y'all keep giving me is the number on the back of the card, but I physically can't talk to nobody.
Okay. Are you having trouble with your card?
Yeah, it's saying my information is wrong, but y'all had updated it last week and it still won't let me activate it.
Okay. Can I get your social security number and take a look and see if I can see anything?
6422-5082887. Okay. And your name? Rachel Chisholm.
And your birthday?
March 29th, 1993.
And your mother's maiden name?
Beverly Ann Toole.
And your, is it a driver's license or non-driver ID?
That's a non-driver ID.
Okay. Can you give me that number?
Oh, you go on my purse to hit it. Hold on.
Okay. You're probably going crazy thinking you lost it.
Yeah, it's so hard to get it down here. It's 101-18284.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Now, was the phone number they gave you 833-888-2779 to call?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's just automated?
Yeah, it's just automated no matter what I click.
Okay. Did they give you how to go online?
It won't let me do it. It keeps saying it on there, too. It keeps saying something's incorrect, either my social or my birthday.
Okay. Hold on just a moment, and let me see what we need to do. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Dominican, So yeah, I got something off. So you know it's time to politics, what do y'all want to tell them about what y'all talking about?
Regarding this Vantage card, what seems to be the problem with it?
It won't let me activate it. Every time I try, it say my information is incorrect.
Okay. I want to make sure I get the what the problem is correct. Okay, I'll be right back.
Nobody knows what's going on. If you're holding your face is broken.
Yeah, that's right. So if you're doing my business out there, according to shit, we're supposed to be cool.
The problem with Rhody and Anna right now is the fact that I feel like Rhody doesn't understand what she's unsensitive about turning.
I mean, that's been a lot, y'all.
It was.
I was respecting that. But as for you, girl, you, Bob, Bianca, you know, I heard you fucking stuff. And but the other people, who is the turn of people, you guys, I can't keep up. So basically, our team.
Obviously, that was the audition situation that we had to tell me that I
got beat up 4 or 5 times.
Cool.
So that's just my opinion.
Cool.
My opinion. You don't even care.
You was about to say something.
No, I wasn't.
So, what the fuck? Why are you late?
When you attempt to activate your card, what information is it asking?
My birthday and my social security number.
And your birth date is 3/29/93, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just just a moment.
That's what I said too, Deb.
I mean, it's right there. I don't understand. Hold on.
All right.
Natalie calls a meeting so that we can all pregame and post, take shots, and just kick it one last time because it's our last night in Puerto Rico. For a little do a few of these girls know, we still have last night with that.
We are going out to Jeffrey's. We're going to start the podcast, but unfortunately, when we leave here, that's the next island. We have
When you put in your birth date, are you using two digits for the month and then two digits for the day and four digits for the year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hold on. We're trying to weed out everything and see if we can figure out what the problem is. I'll be right back.
Okay.
And you called the number on the back of the card?
Yes, ma'am. It's the exact same number that y'all gave me.
Oh, it is? Okay. Hold on. They want to know that when you put in the card number and the security code, what happens after that?
It asks me for the card number, asking for the card number, the security code, then asking for my birthday, and then my social security number. But then it says information invalid.
Okay.
Even when I do it online, I try to do it online too. And when I get to the birthday.
And both of them say the same thing, information invalid?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on.
I'm not here for class, and I feel like the fact that a lot of those respect that on this.
projection for trying to start things about me that these girls did not even get to know.
There were conversations about if people needed to go home. Living as well as being on the top of what I said verbatim was, I feel like you need to show more personality in here. Yeah, because there are millions of girls that want to stand right here where you are today. And there's four places that sitting up the street, hungry, ready to be here, ready to be ready so I can do all of that. You don't want to go behind the scenes. You don't want to be the girl when she's there and they don't know who Slim Too Bad is. You don't want that. So if that makes you feel some type of way, you can handle it. But it can take some criticism. Everybody can take constructive criticism. But those are my words, those are mine as a being, and that's exactly how I feel.
But if you're speaking of who wants me out of here, it's just so stupid.
Liz is trying to figure out who eliminates her. Everybody is literally saying that you don't have no personality, which I've been saying from the beginning because she and Dia just following everybody else and on everybody else. Big. They sent you guys home.